It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you today. And, you know, we saw what the Fed did yesterday, and we saw, you know, we always see everything that goes on. And, of course, I don't think any real surprises. But I think that, you know, one of the things that we continue to ignore is the problems of terrorism. And, you know, I think that, you know, one of the things that I believe in is I believe that in these times, especially in economic times that are tough and bad, you know, no matter what we hear about on the TV, no matter what the pundits tell you about how good life is and how everything is, the economy is great and we're creating jobs and all of these things that are a bunch of crap, okay, because you know in your own life what's going on, and obviously some of us are doing well, but the majority is struggling. And, you know, part of it has to do with what's going on with a lot of this terror around the world, because of the rough economic times, that creates more people willing to go that terrorism route. Because when you are struggling, when you are having trouble making a living, and when you're having trouble living in general, we have the tendency to fall into the trap of other things. And I think that, again, this is certainly a problem that is lightly talked about but not taken care of. And this is where you have to say, you know, you got to pick a side. You got to pick what you believe and how you believe we should move forward. And we're going to play later today an interview from Major General Paul E. Vallelie, who appeared on our friends Yoda and Backpack show. But again, I think you will really, you know, understand what he says. Now, you don't have to agree. Again, one of the great things about being an American, one of the great things about being in this country is, for the most part, you do have freedom. You have the freedom to choose. Unfortunately, a lot of things that have gotten away from us, from a fiscal, from a political, you know, side of the coin, is, you know, as we near, you know, the 18-month warning of when we're going to see a new president. I mean, can you, do you anybody really believe the crap that they're spitting out? I mean, can you really believe what you hear from any of them? And again, I don't care what side of the aisle you sit on. I mean, you know, it's always about special interests. And the truth is right now, it's about how do I line my pockets with money? Because in life, it does come down to money. Okay, money and power. And, you know, it's really a tough situation to want to face up to, because very few want to stand up and be counted and bring back the America that was founded by our founding fathers. Okay, we did fight a Revolutionary War. We did get our freedom. And, you know, what's sad is I think we're losing a lot of that freedom. I think we're building more of a socialist economy, more of a socialist government. And those are things that I think that you need to, you know, recognize. And is that really what you want? I mean, you know, we were built on taking chances. You know, where else in the world can you come with empty pockets and potentially fill them up? and I'm not talking about stealing or illegal thing. I'm thinking about running, creating a business that can afford you not only a living for yourself, but some of the business can create generational wealth. And, you know, when we look at what we see and we look at the people that are running this country, does it not bother you that everything is done from a manipulation standpoint of view to try to create artificial numbers, to try to create artificial earnings, to create something that is not real? Now, you know, I don't know about you, but when I look at it, it makes me sick. Okay, it makes me want to puke when I look at the overall views of the people that have my future, and really not my future, because, you know, I'm past that stage, but really the future of my family, my kids, their kids, the kids after that. You know, where are we really headed? And it leads back to, you know, the terrorism. I mean, look at the changes in the country we've had since 2001. Okay, now had we have been, you know, more preemptive even back then, okay, would it have been different? Would we have been able to withstand? Would we still have the major worry? And you know, again, there's a million stories in the Naked City, as they say, and there's a million ways to see things happen. But certainly, when I look at how things are happening now, I cannot be happy about what I'm looking at. I cannot be happy about a president that has really no clue, that has become very antagonistic towards everybody. I can't deal with a situation that they don't have our interest at heart. It's their own. And government and being a part of it is supposed to be we the people for the people, and not we the people for the individuals to see how much money we can steal. And, you know, it bothers me when I look back and I see what's happened, you know, to this country. And again, I'm very salvageable. We are still the greatest country on earth. But of course, I want better. And I know that we can get better. I know what has happened in the past. And I know that things can be changed. I think we've kind of lost our way a little bit. And I think that it needs to get back to taking care of the masses and not the special interest groups. So that is, you know, my stance here, which is why I'm going to run for president. And I'll be sending out my petition soon to get on the ballot. I'll be looking for a vice presidential candidate. But in the meantime, go to thebubbashow.org. We write about a lot of this stuff all the time. And we're well ahead of the curve when you look at it. And then that includes then the Bubba Report, because we have now, you know, we're in our third month of the Bubba Report, where we bring you news from all sides, from the real estate side, from the political side, from the business side. And for $99 a year, there is not a better value for you. And that's what I want you to be a part of, because you are my people. And this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break, and we're going to come back with Major General Paul E. Vallely, who was with our friends Yoda and Backpack on the Voices of Global Freedom. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show.
Black and orange stray cats sitting on a fence. Ain't got enough dough to pay the rent.
Hey, traders. Are options your game? Well, guess what? Bubba and Badger are going to put together a 12-week webinar series to teach you options from the very beginning to the very complex strategies. We will be doing a one-hour, once-a-week webinar telling you exactly what options are, where they become effective, and how to use them. Now, there's going to be a cost here. If you have some interest in learning the option market from the apps from the very beginning, if you've never traded options before, or if you're someone who wants to get a little bit more experience and get an idea from 75 years of training and trading, I urge you to email me now at bubba@thebubbashow.org because I want to hook you up. There is going to be a cost associated with this. I will be happy to discuss it with you personally, but get involved. 12 sessions with Bubba and Badger, one-hour training. Email me, bubba@thebubbashow.org now. What's up, Bubba Show listeners? Bubba here. You know, I've always thought of ways to better educate and better help the individual trader and investor, as well as some of the brokers out there. But one of the things I always found out was the lack of real good, solid information. You know, are you tired of the fear ads? Are you tired about the fear mongers grabbing out to you and telling you how the world is coming to an end? We all know that the market has had a dramatic run here, and at some point it's going to sell off and there's going to be a big correction, and we're going to have another bear market at some point. Does that mean you should pull your investing out? Does that mean you should change things? Well, Bubba has a couple of strategies to offer you, and we do talk about options protection for a long-term portfolio and how to keep you in the game. But one of the things that we do have coming out in the year 2015 is I have assembled a team of experts that are going to put together a monthly newsletter for everybody that will come out the first of every month talking about the overall market conditions, whether you talk about commodities, alternative investments, equities, oil, everything that you can imagine that you can be involved in. And we are going to do this each and every month. We've got the top guys in the business, Keith Bliss, Scott Chalady, myself, the Badger. We're all going to be writing and contributing to this particular newsletter. And this is something that will be each and every month. The first of the month will be delivered to you through email. We're going to be working on this. The subscription fee for this is $99 a year. You will get 12 issues loaded with strategies, webinars. You'll be invited to webinars. It will be the answer to all of your investing needs. All you need to do is email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org and say, I want to be part of that letter. I want to be ahead of everybody else because you will be there if you do so. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org right now and we'll get you hooked up. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and as I like to do often, I like to play some of the stuff that we've heard throughout the week. And last Saturday, our friends over at Global Freedom Radio were interviewing Major General Paul E. Valley, and I think that he had some good things to say, and I want you to check it out. So let's go check out what they had to say. Yoda and Backpack, my friends, on globalfreedomradio.com. Check it out.
Welcome to Voices of Global Freedom Radio. We are broadcasting from San Diego, California, Saturday, June the 13th, 2015. This is Backpack helping carry a load, and our co-host Yoda bringing the force to patriots. We bring our patriotic conservative audience news you can use and actionable tactics, methods, and strategies to survive and thrive in these dangerous, troubled times. Confidential tips and information, call 619-354-3665. We are proud to be syndicated with the popular radio networks, the Spark Radio Network, K98 Talk, Leading Edge Radio Network, Reach Out America Radio, Roar Restoration of America Radio, and LibertyTalk.fm Networks. This is Backpack. We want to tell you about a brave American hero. The Magnified View, Voices of Global Freedom, Patriotic Hero Award. We are honored and privileged to work with Major General Paul E. Vallely, United States Army retired, exposes multiple Islamic jihadist terrorist threats to America's homeland. He graduated United States Military Academy at West Point and was commissioned in the Army in 1961, serving a distinguished career for 32 years. He is a military analyst on television and radio, and he is the chairman of Stand Up America, a network of patriotic Americans that collects, analyzes, and evaluates intelligence for the safety and security of America. Please have a look at StandUpAmericaUS.org. I say again, www.StandUpAmericaUS.org. Over to you, Yoda.
We are thrilled to have the good general on. I'll be really brief. He's back in my day. It was an anathema to have a Ranger or even airborne background. The Pentagon wanted tanks, infantry, and artillery. Somehow, the good general raised to these lofty heights back in the day, despite the Pentagon posture. Without further ado, welcome, good general.
Well, thank you, Yoda. I'm very happy to, number one, be invited. Number two, to be a guest today, and look forward to doing some future shows with you. I just wanted to say the pronunciation of my last name is Vallalee, so I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew it's Vallalee.
Very good, sir.
Thank you again, and we'll be happy to spend some time today and talk about some of the major issues facing the United States of America and our great republic.
Backpack here, General, has assembled a large audience through his extreme social media skills. We've got a lot of people eager to hear from you. I expect our emails and chat room will light up. Sir, it's your podium. We don't take ourselves in talk radio serious. So anything you'd like to talk about, you have an audience eager to hear you. If you'd like.
Well, I think number one, sure, thank you. Do you want to ask a question or just want me to go ahead and give an overview here?
No, sir, an overview would be appreciated.
Well, the number of interviews I've had, especially over the last 30 days on TV and radio, and some of the articles I've been able to write, really focuses on America being at a crossroads and looking to the future of looking at today and looking at tomorrow. Are we, in fact, on a track for national suicide? I keep watching, like many Americans, the news in the morning, and it's very frustrating when it seems things are getting worse and worse each day, even with the stock market, the economy, our relationships in the world, our government, our lack of resolve when we send our troops into battle, of having a sound strategy for victory. And so when you look across the broad spectrum of our federal government today, it seems to be, Yoda, broken. Legislative branch appears to be broken. Executive branch, we know, is. And the judicial system. And if it wasn't for the private sector and some of our great states out there, like Texas, they're standing up and holding America together. So I challenge all Americans to stand up today and join us at Stand Up America, and let's get this country back on track for the future of our children and our grandchildren, because we are a tremendous country with tremendous assets. But like any peoples, if you study history, you've got to have great leadership. You've got to have positive leadership. You have to have positive role models, not only in government, but in our families. And we even appear through the population to have a cultural decline. But we're holding together, and we're not going to fall apart, because many of us, like you and me, we're going to stand up, and we're going to make sure we restore this republic. So with that, we can take questions or go from there.
You've already lit up our emails. I can't read them fast enough. I think there's a bit of smoke coming out of my computer. What do you see, sir, as the current real threats to us in the homeland?
Well, I said this in a talk. The federal government, to me, is the biggest threat to the future of America. You can't have a broken federal government. You can't have a partisan politics guide this country. And as I passed on to some of our congressional people, our new congressman from Montana, Congressman Ryan Zinke, who is a Navy SEAL, he was SEAL Team 6, and I told Ryan, I said, when you get back there in Washington, and by the way, he's doing a great job, I said, make sure you tell everybody that you're an American first. You're an American before you're a Republican. You're an American before you're a Democrat or Independent or Libertarian. And that you stand by our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And you don't want no United Nations or World Order trying to influence this country and change our country, because we're the greatest republic and democracy that's ever existed in the history of the world. And so it takes focus, it takes resolve of all the people to stand up and ensure that we preserve this country today and tomorrow again for our children and grandchildren. Next threat, of course, after that is the external threats from the likes of Iran, Russia, China, ISIS, the growing caliphate across the Middle East now, extending into Western Europe and into the United States, where we have cells, radical Islamic cells, that are coming across our border. They're tied in with the drug cartels, for example. And we have the great evil of the world, Tehran, seeking nuclear capability and supporting international radical Islam and terrorism. So those are the biggest threats. I think the third threat may be the decay of our culture to a degree and lack of good parenting in this country, though we have a lot of great parents. But certainly when you look at the inner cities and you look at the black communities and what I call the New Age Hispanic communities, like in Los Angeles, the rise of crime, the number of black-on-black deaths that we see now, setting all new records this year, even after Ferguson and what's happened in Baltimore. So those, to me, are the four major threats facing America.
And we're listening to Major General Paul E. Vallely, and, you know, obviously make some good points, but I think the biggest point is we should be all Americans first. Before anything, we should be Americans, and I think that that's an important distinction that many of us forget over time, is who are we, where do we come from, and who should we be? And again, I love this country. I love what it stands for. I think that we've lost our way, but I think that we can easily get our way back. You are listening to Major General Paul E. Vallely, and he is giving his views on what he thinks is going on. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to come back and continue with Major General Paul E. Vallely. But right now we're going to step out for a break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you check out thebubbashow.org. And we'll be back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. See what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me... Traders, have you ever heard the term, there is no time like the present? Well, Bubba's here telling you there is no time like the present. The Badger and me have put together a series of webinars, a 12-week webinar package of teaching you options from the very beginning. In other words, if you don't know anything about options, it's for you. If you're very advanced in options, it's for you, because we're going to get to all of the strategies that you can possibly ever want to get to trade, invest, or protect your long-term portfolio. This will be a group that is a maximum size of 10 participants per webinar series, in which the Badger and I will teach you basically one-on-one how options work, how they trade, how they benefit you, and how to help you increase yield on your current portfolio or put yourself in a better place of trading going forward. All you need to do to get more information is email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. There is a cost to this program, but email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org, and I'll give you all the information that you need to know. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. as we start to move into 2015, don't you think it's time you started to take care of your portfolio? Don't you think it's time that you decided that you were going to be the one in control? Don't you think it's time that you take control of your investing life? Well, Bubba's got just the answers for you. You know, if you stay with me on The Bubba Show, you know that I talk often about how to protect your portfolio, what to do. Well, now I'm going to make available to you some great trading tips on how to better improve your portfolio, how to better improve your trading performance. And all you have to do to get those is to email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org, and I'm going to hook you up. Again, we're going to continue to build the website. We're going to continue to build the business. So all you need to do is email me to bubba@thebubbashow.org and say, I want some help. I want to be better in 2015. Email me, bubba@thebubbashow.org. Advisors and investors, it's 2015. The stock market has not gone ahead a 10% correction for over 5 years. I think it's time for you to check out my friends over at Circle Squared Alts. At Circle Squared Alts, ALTS.com. That's our friend Jeff Sika, who has an alternative investment strategy that will help you become a better investor, a better trader, and it's great at matching trader to advisor. We have a program that helps advisors and teaches how to hedge out a normal portfolio without having to get out of your portfolio. We also have advice for investors and how to direct them to the right advisor. So if you're an advisor or if you're an investor, you have to check out Circle Squared Alts, ALTS.com, my man Jeff Sika, and check it out, because I'm telling you right now, we all need more and a better way to trade and invest. Check it out, CircleSquaredAlts.com. Hey, Bubba Show listeners, you know how important education is to Bubba and how I preach that we need to learn and understand. Well, I've developed a high school curriculum for all of you educators out there that you can bring into your school at no cost to the school, which gives you everything from investing, from learning how to open up a credit card to a bank account, to all the way to trading sophisticated strategies. And you can work at your own pace. I have produced all the material that you will need to be a better teacher, investor yourself, as well as bringing it on to the young people of the world, because you know how important I do think that education is. I want you to email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get more information, more detail. You can take a quick look at my site at highschoolinvesting.com. But email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org, because I want to hook your school up and make you guys better and help you help yourselves while you're helping your students. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz here, and we are, again, playing back interview from Voices of Global Freedom, our friends Yoda and Backpack, and we are listening to Major General Paul E. Vallely, retired, but I want to get back to here, so let's get back to the general.
Grab a hold of one of those, sir, and go with it, if you will. We know that you're sending teams to the Middle East, to Iraq. What's going on with that, sir?
Well, I'm the only one that's been inside Syria within the last 2.5 years. I went in with 400 members of the pre-Syrian army, where we vetted out who to support, not support over there. I was the first one to head a delegation to Egypt to meet Joel al-Sisi before he became president. I have had 2 trips to Egypt with our teams. So 5 times in the Middle East, say in the last 3 years. So we have on-the-ground real-world experience with our intel teams and operational teams that work for me, and we go out and gather intelligence. When I was in Syria a few years ago, Al-Qaeda just started to come in. Nobody talked of ISIS. Nobody even mentioned that word. And all of a sudden, they bloom and take over what they have. Great part, almost half of Syria or more, almost half of Iraq or more, and now we have a complete lack of resolve in the Middle East other than General Abdullah of Jordan and General al-Sisi of Egypt. So the inability of us to put together any kind of a coalition to defeat ISIS over there, and then our own lack of strategy, sending out fighter planes that are coming back with their loads and not bombing the convoys and that ISIS has. You know, they're taking 10 to 12 vehicles a day, tankers from northern Iraq to the black market in Turkey. And I've been in that area. It's mostly all desert, open area. And the United States and its strategy, sending out our fighter pilots and with tremendously restrictive rules of engagement, are not taking those convoys out. And so that's why when you see all the narrative on television and you see the analysis being done, this goes directly back to the White House. Even the Pentagon's getting frustrated now because they have provided Obama strategies on how to win. But Obama's not a winner. He doesn't want to win. He likes winning elections, and that's it. So we'll take it from there.
This is Backpack and Yoda, Voices of Global Freedom, Magnified View. We just got a question from Lady Michelle. She's in the chat room. She wants to say thank you for all your service, General Vallely, through all the decades she says Obama the other day blamed the Pentagon for his lack of a strategy. What is your opinion on that?
Well, the Pentagon, for all the threats to America, they conduct what they call contingency operation plans. And then when the threat gets serious enough, they then, throughout the command, such as Central Command, Special Operations Command, they issue and they prepare what they call an op plan, an operational order. And that operational order then is directed to take out those threats of the enemy to the United States. Now, I know they do that. I know they have them. I've been briefed on them. So they have submitted strategies to the White House regarding our enemies. But this president, to me, is a coward. He has not the courage to fight. He hides himself in the White House and on the golf course, as we've seen. And he did get out and go over to the halls of Congress last week, where he lost that vote earlier on the trade agreement. So that's the situation between the White House and the Defense Department.
What do you think? I know it's hard to get into his weird head. What do you see his motivation now for not fighting ISIS?
Well, he's dedicated himself to his base that elected him when he came in, that he was going to pull end all the wars, and that through a matter of engagement throughout the world, that America would become stronger and we would have more friends. And, of course, he just said 2 weeks ago, we're more secure than we've ever been, and America is the most respected country in the world because of me, Obama. Well, of course, that's all mere rhetoric. That's what I call living in the twilight zone. And so his narrative doesn't match realities. It's an interesting thing. When I was in Egypt, I was sitting with General al-Sisi, and he was so upset with the United States, as the staff was, because the United States and the State Department supported, our better enemy, the Muslim Brotherhood, who supports all of these radical Islamic activities throughout the world. And he said, you know, we in Egypt now have to look through the prism of reality. He said, it appears the leaders of America now look through the prism of politics. Everything you seem to do in America has political ramifications. You don't look at the reality of what's happening. That's how the Middle East sees the United States now. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is amazing. One question we got from Seattle, Washington, they want to know, now that ISIS is running in the Yemen Peninsula, what are they going to attack Saudi Arabia?
Well, they already have. They did. They launched some missiles in there last week in southern Saudi Arabia. The Saudis are pounding the Houthis down there in Yemen. They have been for the last 3 weeks very hard with airstrikes. they committed a number of brigades and battalions of the Saudi Royal Armed Forces down there to the border. General al-Sisi also has sent elements of the Egyptian army south along the Red Sea there on the Yemen to protect the, actually the Suez Canal, excuse me. So Saudi Arabia, working now in unison with Egypt, are trying to defeat and neutralize the efforts of the Houthis in Yemen.
So where do you see all of this going? One of the grand prizes of ISIS is to take Mecca, Medina, and be a global caliphate. Do you see that happening?
Correct. That's their objective, but it's up to the countries like Saudi Arabia, Egypt, United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, to take a stand and to make sure that ISIS is defeated. And so they've got to extend more efforts to defeat ISIS over there. And surely we can be their ally, providing sophisticated air support, naval support to do that. I guarantee if you put General Boykin and General McInerney and I in charge, we would defeat ISIS in about 30 days.
In fact, I commented that on another show we were on recently. What's your crystal ball actually intel tell you? How far might ISIS go in the next 18 months, coincidental with Obama doing virtually nothing?
Well, I would say if they're not stopped to where they are in their tracks in the next 90 days, they're going to extend themselves already with the Taliban in Afghanistan, in northern Africa. They'll extend down, of course, where they are now in Nigeria and some of the other Somalia and some of the other countries in North Africa. And that's the caliphate, or what they call the Levant, goes all the way from Egypt, basically the Sinai, all the way up to the borders of Turkey. Now, once that caliphate is secured in the Middle East, they can do that in the next 18 months, but these countries have got to stand up to defeat them. They've got to put their armed forces on the ground. The Saudis do. The Jordanians do. And the Turks also have to be a part of this, because they're one of the strongest countries over there. And they've got to set back Erdogan, who's the president of Turkey, because he tends to be shifting, trying to shift Turkey to be an Islamic, radical Islamic state. And it's a mismatch. It's a chessboard over there. The United States can participate if we had a strategy and could bring these countries together. But, of course, the radical Islamic caliphate will then not happen.
We are listening to Major General Paul E. Vallely, and I think he makes a lot of good points, and I think there's things that we need to, you know, realize and understand about what is the real terrorist threat. And I think that, you know, again, as you've heard me talk about on national airwaves, what I think we should be doing, I don't like the way we're sitting back and waiting for ISIS to do something so that we can react to it. I believe in this case, we need to be proactive and kick their ass. I mean, that's where I'm at in this particular situation. I don't think that, you know, overall we're doing the right thing, but it's always obviously subject to opinion and your opinion. And of course, my opinion is I'd like to go after him. Also, you can read about a lot of this stuff in the Bubba Report, in which we publish on a monthly basis. And we've got, you know, more from a business standpoint. But we do have, you know, writers, The Badger, Scott Chalady, Keith Bliss, Mike Brown, Steve Kalasian, myself. And I think you should check it out. Go to thebubbashow.org and get hooked up. $99 a year gets you a minimum of 12 issues of The Bubba Report. So go to thebubbashow.org, check it out. We'll be right back after the break with more from General Major General Paul E. Vallely. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Don Costa. And stolen by me. Start spreading the news. I am leaving today.
I want to be
a traitors. Are you tired of all the fear propaganda out there? Just a few years ago, the dollar was no longer going to be the reserve currency. Are you tired of hearing all the crap from everybody who's trying to settle and peddle you fear? Well, listen to me. Bubba here has decided to assemble a staff of the top traders, and these are real traders, in the world, putting together a monthly newsletter for you, the individual trader, talking about what's going on in the markets, what we expect to go on in the markets, and how to help you profit from them. It's strictly going to be news-related, telling you things we're seeing and things you should be looking for. Now, this is going to have a cost. It's going to be $99 a year. I've got the top experts in the world, all names that you will recognize that are all real traders. To get involved, just email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. The cost is $99 a year to get this monthly report every single month. So email me now at bubba@thebubbashow.org. Traders, 2015 is going to be your year. And what I want you to look at is I want you to look at a product that I'm involved in called the Options Money Machine. It's a service that we offer that creates weekly opportunities to take benefit of the weekly options by selling spreads, collecting credit, and creating an income stream for yourself. Now, as Bob always says, no trades or series of trades are always guaranteed. But over the last 18 months, my Options Money Machine program has generated over a 65% return. I want you to check it out and see if it's right for you. That is the Options Money Machine. And all you have to do to get more information is email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. And I will be happy to hook you up, walk you through the program, show you how it works. But it is the Options Money Machine that is done with a weekly webinar every Thursday. All you have to do is email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get hooked up with the Options Money Machine. Hey, Bubba Show listeners. Have you checked out the Sunday night call yet? If you haven't, you're making a huge mistake, and Bubba's going to tell you why. Each and every Sunday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the Badger and me break down trades for the week. We watch them, we manage them, we recommend them, we help you trade them, we help you become more successful. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. I will send you a link to give you a one-month free trial and where you can check out 4 Sundays of what we're doing on the Sunday night call and decide if it's really for you. What you need to do is you need to email me right now at bubba@thebubbashow.org. I want to hook you up. I want you to be a part of my team. I want you to be better, and I want 2015 to be better than any year you've ever had. So email me now at bubba@thebubbashow.org, and I'll send you a link and hook you up for a free month of Sunday night calls. Show Todd Bubba Horowitz as we continue on with our listening to interview of Major General Paul E. Vallely. I think it's great stuff. Check it out. So let's get back to his interview.
Where do you see, we've got a lot of questions. Backpack's running the board here and scratching his head and his tummy at the same time. Where do you see this ridiculous Iran thing going, General?
Well, Iran, from the information I got, by the way, they're having the big rally in France, this weekend of the Iranian opposition. We've got Giuliani over there and a number of other Americans. I usually go to it. They have almost 25,000 of them turned out in a rally against Iran. So I can see that what is going to occur is that with Iran, they're going to continue to develop their nuclear program. But the point is, I think they already have a nuclear capability, and that capability has been tested out by their friends, the North Koreans, because the North Koreans have been basically permitted to conduct all the tests they want to, from the delivery systems to guidance systems to warhead technology. Now, I myself feel that Iran already has a nuclear capability. And then they'll continue to support Assad in Syria, and of
we're just letting this happen, aren't we? We're sitting back.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And the other countries are letting it happen. Not only us, but where's Germany? Where's Italy and France? Great Britain? Where's Spain? Where's Turkey? It's just not a U.S. deal here, but it appears in the world, unless there's U.S. leadership in taking on these major threats in the global, I would call global threats, then we don't see anybody else taking charge. I was happy to see King Abdullah do what he did in Jordan, where he sent out his fighters after one of his pilots was burned to death. And also now the Saudis taking action against the Houthis in Yemen. So there is some hope there because they do have people that can fight. They've got air force, they've got ground forces, and naval forces. But they all have to stand up now, along with the United States and others.
We just got a question out of Oklahoma City. They want to know, with Israel, what are your predictions? What's Israel going to have to do in the next coming days?
Well, I've said for the last several years that Israel should have taken out some 75 different targets inside Iran to include the 8 or 10 nuclear facility sites, but they should also be taking out the Navy and their missile sites. And Israel has a plan to do that. They've exercised it. They know that F-16s can reach over there. The Saudis have given them air landing rights in Saudi Arabia if they hit Iran. But again, politics in Israel, much like in the United States to a degree, they haven't been able to pull the trigger, and I've been encouraging them to do that because Iran must be stopped. They are the major threat of the Middle East and the support of the global caliph.
Well, if you let it go on and on, of course, sir, it gets worse, you know. Backpacks generated a lot of questions here about our border. We work on the border with law enforcement, and recently we personally saw an ISIS flag and some literature in Arabic captured on our side of the border. We're getting a lot of questions on your opinion about the border, sir.
Well, we wrote a paper, it's almost 2 years now ago on the border, and our position was, even 2 years ago, that we can't be on the defensive on the Mexican border. So what we recommended that we create a 20-kilometer no-go zone inside Mexico along that whole border area. And then we put really support behind good intelligence operations. We instruct our special operations forces to position in places like Fort Hood, Texas, Fort Bliss, Camp Pendleton, to be able to launch operations against any enemy threats that are within that 20-kilometer no-go zone. So I'm of the opinion we just can't be putting up fences and borders and all of that and restrict this when you have a White House that won't even enforce the current laws, that if I was president, I would create a 20-kilometer no-go zone. That would also protect a lot of the illegal immigrants that have been passing through there, of course, illegally and with the children and so on. So if we don't, and we've done this before, you know, we did it in Iran, basically created a no-go zone between North Korea and South Korea. So all of this has been done previously, so I think that's what we need to do. And you tell the Mexican government, if they don't stop the flow and the rest of the Central American countries, that their foreign aid will be cut off by 5 o'clock tomorrow. And so that's the character that you need, the General Patton approach, to protect America. And so I say we've got to have an offense, because that's what will win and be victorious. You can only defend so long, and that's what we've been doing. We've been on the defensive on the border.
Well, I wouldn't dare tell you that you can't win a defensive war, you know. We work with the Border Patrol and other agencies. We've got a couple of friends that are afraid to go home, excuse me, after work that they've caught some disease that we virtually eliminated 10 years ago. So our heroes in the Border Patrol are staying in hotels till their next shift. Backpack.
We're calling back the good general. It looks like...
Sorry, we got to who's connected?
Backpack just said, what did you say, Backpack?
We can land a man on the moon, but we can't get these cell phones to work. So we were talking about the border.
I'm out of range, I think, gentlemen. I'm going to have to end the interview here. End zone out here in Montana, but I look forward to coming back on with you when we can do a little longer show.
General, we'll communicate with you off air. You have truly lit up the board. We've never seen quite the likes of this, but Backpack promoted it. Tell our fine audience, please, how to reach you and your organization again. General?
I think we're out of cell phone, right?
Well, there we go. Okay. What an interview, huh, Backpack?
Yeah, well, we got a lot of...
And, of course, unfortunately, the interview got cut short. But, you know, again, I'd love to hear your thoughts of what the good general had to say. And, you know, become more interactive, you know, with the Bubba Show as we continue to expand our audience. I mean, we are basically a worldwide show with hundreds of thousands of listeners and downloads each and every day. And, you know, we can make a difference. And I want to hear, you know, from you. You just email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. I think that, you know, we can do some good. And I think that if we all put it together, we can make a difference ourselves. And this is what, you know, what America is about, is the ability to make a difference. And that's really part of the Bubba Report, is to help everybody with their financial literacy, which is one of the most commonly missed things that we don't all quite get. And that's why I want you to go to the Bubba Report. So you go to thebubbashow.org and click on the Bubba Report. For $99 a year, you can get the likes of the Badger, Bonnie Pittenger on real estate, myself, my own proprietary index is helping you maneuver through these tough times. You can get Scott Cialdini from the CME, Keith Bliss from the New York Stock Exchange, Mike Brown, one of the top financial guys in the world running funds. And we really want to help you. And again, it's a moderate investment of $99 a year to really put yourself into what we call financial literacy and have a great understanding. Anyways, I hope you've enjoyed the interview. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. That'll do it for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here.